Hello, darlings, and happy Tuesday. Spring is in the air. The birds are more active. The snow is melting. The squirrels are starting to chitter. The air is crisp, fresh. I love the changing of the seasons. Especially moving from winter into spring. That rejuvenation of life and rebirth is always so beautiful, inspiring. For those of you that are wanting to make some kind of life change, now is a wonderful time to start implementing those goals. One of the reasons that New Year's resolutions fail so quickly is because winter is a time of nesting and being fallow, quiet, still, of enjoying that bountiful harvest that you worked so hard for in the fall. It's not really a time for shedding weight or changing one's habits. Unfortunately, biology and evolutionary psychology is against you on that one. But spring is the perfect time to begin making whatever life changes you desire. Take baby steps. One small change every 30 days or so. I believe it takes approximately 21 to 27 something like that, days to set a new pattern and have it actually stick. So, baby steps. These are lifestyle changes, not abrupt shifts. Myself, I've been focusing on water, of course. I'm pretty good about water, but I want to be a lot more consistent and just be more aware of how much I'm actually consuming. I'm also wanting to implement more movement, whether that be dancing or walking or push-ups or whatever it may be. It doesn't really matter to me, just more movement. I'm looking forward to going on little walks outside again. Maybe even starting to journal or just sit and meditate a little outside each day. Anyway, that's not why you came here. Anyway, so something else that I'm going to, or have been experimenting with this week, is trying out a new schedule that will give you some sort of new content every day except for Sunday and Tuesday. Actually, no, Sunday and Wednesday. Anyway, so Monday you got The Reluctant Dom, Chapter 7. Today you're getting this conversational audio. Wednesday, I'll be doing a live recording with six other women of a Pixar parody, which honestly probably won't see the light of day for near a month, I would say, because our editor is quite backed up. Then on Thursday, you will get The Reluctant Dom Chapter 8, and then Friday and Saturday, you'll be getting some sort of erotic audio. I want to test out this schedule to see how well it works for me. I'd like feedback on how much you like it or don't. I think it'll be good. Sorry, there's so many noises around me that are distracting right now. It seems that whenever I try to do an audio for you guys lately, especially these conversational audios, there is a huge flood of environmental noises. It's quite frustrating. anyway. So yeah. So I want to try that schedule and see how we like it. Also, there is a little bit of time left in the poll I posted, I believe, which should be pretty much right under this. So if you have not already voted in that, please do so, as it will influence what scripts I record for you guys this week. So, I have a few things left that I've already recorded, and that's probably what I'll post Friday and Saturday, while also on Friday and Saturday, probably recording new content for you guys as well. So, you have that to look forward to. But, yeah, I think having a bit more of a set schedule would be nice. Anyway, also I wanted to say thank you to those who have been communicating with me about The Reluctant Dom. It seems your thoughts are very similar, that it's sad, but that it is thought-provoking, well-written, and seems to have captured your attention. So, at this point, we are about 30% through the book, I think. Something like that. So yeah. I'm enjoying it. And it sounds like you guys are too. That being said, I apologize. I should have posted a trigger warning for that book. I honestly didn't think about it at all. So, I'm sorry if any of you started the book and were taken aback by cancer being a theme and death being a theme in the book. So, my apologies, that was not my intention. But, yeah. Hopefully, it wasn't too upsetting for anybody. So, take care of yourselves. Don't listen if it upsets you too much. And, you know, by the same token, life isn't always sunshine and butterflies. It's not always easy. Oftentimes, it's complex and brutal and beautiful at the same time. Life takes twists and turns that are unexpected. Anyway. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. Thank you for your support, your loving messages. And also thank you to the new members that have joined us. I look forward to talking with you again next week. Feel free to message me with any questions, any thoughts, any suggestions. All right, darlings. Have a great week. I'll talk with you soon. Yeah.